Brothers and sisters in Christ, our Lord reminds us that he prunes us so that we bear more fruit. So often in our lives, we have to experience a discipline from God, or maybe God asking us to take something from our lives or to offer something over to him that is painful. But all of this he does, we should remember, so that we can bear more fruit. The pruning that the work that the Lord does is always for our greater benefit, so that we can remain in him, so that we aren't cast out. And so we should remember this work of our Lord and be open to it at all times. Any pruning that he does, there's always more to be done. And one way we can always be open to this work that God is doing with us is to do his work. St. Joseph the Worker is the feast day we celebrate today, and St. Joseph did his work diligently and quietly, even though he didn't get much credit for it and wasn't thought of very highly necessarily or as anybody special. Remember when Jesus started to do his great work of preaching, they took offense at him and said, isn't he the son of Joseph and of Mary? So St. Joseph was a quiet worker and wasn't seen as anybody very high in society. Doing that work faithfully, doing the work that God asks us to do, will allow God to do great things in us. We'll bear much fruit. Now he is the patron of the church. He's a patron of all families. He's a terror of demons. All the things that we say about St. Joseph. He's the protector of virgins. St. Joseph is such a powerful worker in our lives because he worked diligently. And God did great things in him. And he leads us to imitate him, to do the work that God asks us to do. Our Lord will feed us with all that we need to be his faithful workers. He does that at this Mass today, giving us the bread of life. Let's prepare our hearts to receive Jesus and to remain in him as we do his work.